Now here are examples of how can we represent large hierarchies. The traditional way is up in the left corner, left top corner. The problem there is if you have a very large hierarchy, after a while the lines get so close together you can't even keep them apart. So people have come up with what are called tree maps, and we'll talk about that, or hyperbolic trees, or cone trees, or sum trees, or botanical representations for being able to represent very large hierarchical data sets. And we'll look at them in more detail.